You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 38 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. High today in the mid-60s. Slight chance of showers on German Beard Day, Picnic Day. When's the last time any of you guys have been on a picnic? See, that's what I'm talking about. You did?
Summer,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you would, Mary.
A little basket.
It's English Muffin Day, Cherry Cheesecake Day, Asparagus Day. Brewers taking on San Francisco Giants tonight at 8 o'clock here on WISS. Joining us right now, Janelle Fisher, City Pages Manager, Tori Wittenbrock, Sports Editor, and Mary Rohde on Broadway. Joining us, special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Move with the Malcors, and Chant Francoeur, Meals with a Friend. Great having them all on. So, first of all, Mary, like I said, on behalf of Jim and I, no.
We'll talk about it later.
No. No. Did Jim, is there any discussion about this?
No. None. Zero.
I mean, this is one of those things where, you know, you have a meeting.
Lines in the sand.
Hey, guys. Nope. Yeah. Mary talked to me about this like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And we actually had Speedos made for you guys say Mino and the Mayor. Mino on one side.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they have each other's faces on them. So cute.
Mary Rohde from On Broadway wanted us to do a dunk tank, and we have both had humiliating experiences in dunk tanks. Right, Jim?
Yep. Ain't going to happen. Those are in my past.
Get over it.
But we're going to volunteer Todd.
There you go.
Thanks. I'll wear the Speedo. I'm fine.
I bet you would.
And the intern?
Yeah, that's the intern. Okay.
IIT over here.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That falls under all other duties as assigned.
Absolutely.
When is it?
Absolutely.
Fire Over the Fox.
Oh, yeah, that's... I tell you, the worst one I did it with you guys was the Winterfest.
Oh, jeez.
That was cold, like really cold. And then I got...
I'm not sure who's wise.
You remember
the
one I did, Cinco de Mayo, on the 5th of May? It's a big celebration, Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And so they put me in a dunk tank to sink me. Back in my IXX days, you probably didn't listen back then.
I mean, I did.
Okay. No? Don't remember?
But not to you.
No. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, great having you here, Mary. So, Janelle, what's going on?
Oh, so many things.
Talk to us. And
I don't know if you...
And Tori, I mean, this is... I'm just going to sit back. You guys tell me everything in your world of journalism right now with everything coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Take it away.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw last week's big guide. You'd notice we had added a
Jim brought that in. That was fantastic. That's why I asked you during the break, who put that together?
No.
Well, you're thinking of Packerland.
Yes.
Yeah,
Packerland. Yeah. I'm talking, if you've read the big guide last week, we had a whole separate category for draft events because there were just too many to split into the other category.
And there's 16 things today.
Yep.
Just today. Mm-hmm. And it's not even officially opened yet. I mean, tomorrow's it. But yeah, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And
all
I think that's great. And people
ask,
we're trying to do our best to get the word out there. But, you know, even something as small as the tours tomorrow at the Northland, and then there's things going on today at the stadium that starts at 10 o'clock, like right after this show, things are going on. And tonight, that's a huge festival at on Broadway. And I'm in at Light Park and Kids Zone. And I just hope people are getting connected with that. And you guys are doing a great job of that. And we're trying to help out as well. So
it's your gut feelings. I mean, we don't have any precedent. You know what I mean? It's such a walk in space. But what do you think attendance-wise? We're surprised, we talk about this, that there's still hotel rooms and some Airbnb types that haven't been filled yet. You guys surprised by that?
Did you see that Airbnb thing on, by the way, there's still people like scrambling now. It's like, oh my God, I told
Would you see that one was going for $12,000 a night or something, or $50,000? I mean,
I think some of the hotels have reduced their nightly minimums now. They've gone from 4 to 2, which I think is helping some of that. And perhaps, too, some people even, there'll be a larger drive market than expected.
That's what I think.
And people, instead of spending $4,000 or $5,000 to stay here 2 or 3 nights, they're going to drive the 4 or 5 or 6 hours, you know? So who knows?
That's what I'm feeling too.
Well, you were going to say something though. What you must have a gut feel. I mean, you're right. Like you said, we haven't.
Tori?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so stoked for this because I grew up loving college football and I didn't get into the NFL really until I came here and it was my job to cover the Packers. And now obviously it's like my two worlds are colliding. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was watching the draft last year and I was, you know, sitting there fangirling and I watched the Heisman ceremony and I was all excited when, you know, Bo Nix got picked and everything. So now I'm just excited to see kind of how it plays out here with
Why were you excited
Packers
about Bo Nix?
He's gorgeous, and his wife is gorgeous.
But I mean, Oregon? I didn't know what the...
Oh, yeah. I've
but you're a Southern Cal girl.
Yeah.
I thought you were USC or UCLA.
No, I grew up a hard UCLA fan, but, I mean, I've branched out. I just love college football as a whole. I actually grew up as a hard UCLA fan, so when I was little, like, Lane Kiffin was the coach at SC, so I thought I was always supposed to hate him. And then I got older, and now I was like, actually, like, I think he's hilarious. I love Ole Miss.
You know, he used to live in Green Bay.
Oh, really?
I think he might have been born here. His dad was a coach for the Packers.
He
was a linebacker coach.
Yeah. I never knew that.
We drafted one of your quarterbacks from UCLA. Turned out to be a flop.
Yeah.
Huntley? Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's cool. I love that you're a big college football fan.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, there's nothing more exciting for me than the draft coming here.
Okay, next week when you come on. Todd, can we do a contest with her next week?
Probably.
My quarterback challenge?
We could try some fun stuff, sure. All right.
You name me any quarterback from 1957 to today, and I can tell you what college you went to.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And what we'll do is we'll have you play for people, and we'll give them a prize package whenever you beat me.
Sounds good.
Deal?
Deal.
All right, cool.
So what do you got going on Broadway on the South End today? You have restaurants, right, today?
So that's not within the Broadway district. That's over in the Shipyard district.
Right.
So I saw some of the great press that they've been
receiving. Just so you know, Jim pretty
there.
Much gets everything wrong, and you're going to have
okay.
to correct him.
It's
on
all good.
He's
it's
real
fine.
Close.
Broadway.
It's, really
I mean, it
close
is,
on
it
everything.
Is, it is absolutely on the line between the two districts, and you're right, it is on South Broadway. So, yes, there's an event with some food trucks and right. live music, I think,
and
going on.
I just want to say one thing. We had Packer players. Who did we talk to the other day about what Green Bay used to be like, even when I came here? Broadway was like Skid Row in a certain way from, you know, the early 80s, mid 80s. Yep. So that entire extent, what you guys are doing with On Broadway and the Shipyard over to take that street and what you guys are turning into entertainment wise is fantastic.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what the next couple phases of the Shipyard project. And I know there's some programming that the Parks and Rec Department is planning for the Shipyard this summer. We'll announce that here in the coming months at our Summer in the City press conference. But just so excited to see that transformation.
Because I was part of the group trying to get the baseball stadium built over there.
Oh, that would have been something.
I'm telling you, that is such an that is underrated, that area. How great it can be, the potential there.
Yep.
So, all right. So what else is going on? Janelle?
Yeah, well, you want to go see a live band, take your pick. You could not see all of them this week if you tried.
Amazing.
I know the Shipyard District's got music pretty much every day this week. At the Tracks has got music every day this week. You've got the Draft City Music Fest. Pretty much any bar has got an impressive lineup for this week. So,
do you know how the Brad Paisley thing is going to work? Can you just, so it costs a lot of money to be in the bowl section of the draft, correct? Is that going to be the Brad Paisley thing? Does anybody know?
I have no idea. As far as I know, the Brad Paisley thing is free to attend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need the One Pass app.
Which is hard to do.
So
we're going to skip
Quiet
over
Mary.
That.
But as far as I know, that's free to attend.
Okay.
But to your point, I don't know if it's going to be on the draft theater stage, or I did see them setting up a rather large side stage in front of the American Family gate.
That's where they usually have those concerts. Yeah. So I think that's where it's going to be.
So, cool. All right. See. Awesome.
But yeah, that's that whole area. And then we had Maddie on here from Stadium View, and they've got 16 bands, 3 stages, Badger State is heavy on entertainment. Yep. There's just a lot of, it's going to be so much fun. Like you said, there's no lack of entertainment. And a lot of people have tried. Appleton is really reaching out with their mile of music. It's not the whole what we're used to, but it's just kind of a mini mile of music. There's just a lot of things going on, and people have really worked hard. I just hope they realize, the profit that people, come and support that. There's just a lot of things to do. And if we get the attendance of a Packer game, people are going to lose money because we need 200, 230, 40,000 people here because we've built out for that. So I just hope that all happens. And I think it will. I hope it will.
Well, I got a person, I'm not going to say who's going to be one of the nut is like $11,000 they've got into it to, you know, just the beginning. They owe $11,000.
This is a little street vendor.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to really this.
He's banking on it.
I just don't know.
He took the Packer game times four.
Yeah. Wow. Pretty estimated. But I don't know if we're going to get that big of a out-of-state influx here. I just don't. Do you guys?
Well, I mean, being from someone who's out of state, right. I think there's a huge draw just with it being the Packers.
Okay. So, I mean, people from L.A. would come here.
It's Lambeau, right? Okay. It's Lambeau. Yeah, it has its own draw.
Yeah, okay. My boyfriend in high school, his older brother had Packers tattoos and stuff like that, and it was his dream to come here. So, I mean, I knew a lot of people out in California that were like, you know, worshipped at the feet of the Packers.
Awesome.
So I think there will be a significant draw from out of state. I mean, I can't speak to if it's going to be as big as anticipated. I think people's eyes kind of got really big when they started hearing about how many people are going to be here and the numbers and the opportunities for their businesses and stuff. But so I think their eyes might have gotten a little too big, but I don't know. I think it'll still be quite a good
Just turnout. A small thing that we kind of judge things on here is like during the exhibition season on Fridays, how many like different jerseys walk up and down, you know, the road here. Right. We haven't seen that yet. So maybe it is more of a late arriving type crowd that, you know what I'm saying?
I think you also got to think it's midweek.
Right.
So if people are planning on coming up, you're probably not going to see them today because they're still at work today.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for putting me in my place.
Fine. And they came to see the statues. You got to admit, they...
We missed the statues downtown.
Yeah.
The Packers statues. We miss those. We're not happy about that.
Yeah.
We don't even know where they are. If we can find out where they are, I'd get some guys to break in and steal them. And put them. No, I really would. I got guys that would do that.
We want them in our office right here.
Yes, one of them right here.
No, I hope people come down here because the businesses downtown here and on Broadway and really all over the place have got their welcome signs out. So we can move on to something else, but I think people are ready. The Green Bay community, Alloway, Appleton.
Get it on.
We're ready.
Hey, tell us a little bit about Lake Park, though, their concerts. I mean, that's pretty... impressive life.
Tonight's going to be awesome.
Yeah, gates open at 3. First band, Chocolatiers, go on stage at 4. Amazing fireworks presented by Festival at 8:30, and De La Soul takes the stage after.
I didn't know who that was, the whole thing. I've had so many people say, are you kidding? I will be...
Yeah,
I mean, their fans are like passionate, huh?
Yeah, they haven't toured in years.
Wow.
Decade.
Talk about the kids' zone, too. I think that's cool.
We'll
do that
as soon as we come back. Right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by...
Janelle Fisher, City Pages Manager of the Press Times, Tori Wittenbrock, Sports Editor of the Press Times, and Mary Rohde on Broadway Incorporated. Talk about the draft music and everything. We're talking about that during the break. Just going to toss out, give you each one of your opinions, starting with you, Tori. Brad Paisley.
I mean, I'm stoked. I grew up a 90s country fan and early 2000s country. So, I mean, I grew up listening to Brad Paisley. I love him. I'm stoked about that.
Janelle?
I think it's going to be fun. I think a lot of people online figured it was going to be somebody country.
Right.
given where we are. But
you know what? The country fans, or excuse me, the country performers, they haven't been shy about how much they love the Packers and coming here and, you know, even singing the national anthem. Some of those people that this is as you were mentioning, people in Los Angeles are looking at Green Bay as kind of a mecca.
Yeah.
Country stars seem to look at Green Bay that way, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's always been a rumor that Tim McGraw has a house in Door County and, you know, those kind of things. Northeast Wisconsin's just been such a in the spotlight or destination, I should say, for country acts. They've always done well here. I think about Freedom, that little church picnic thing in Freedom. They get Brooks and Dunn and like these massive country stars. And so as a country loving girl, I am very excited.
Okay, you say you're country loving. When I was at a different radio station, it used to be on us for free tickets to like pretty much every concert, Mary, and they weren't all country. Who'd you give those to? I can call Murph.
You know,
I can call Katie.
Points in
what
my
do you
life.
Want me to call?
You know, mm-hmm. I just adapted to my surroundings.
Okay, fine. Another thing though about this weekend coming in here, I mean, Green Bay in Northeast Wisconsin, we're all trying to be, you know, put our best foot forward type thing. But I'm just really impressed with the. How do I put it? I mean, like the Broadway Association, the different, we're talking about the different distilleries. Everybody is like invested in this. Everybody wants us to look good. Mm-hmm. The world is watching and they want us to look good. Do you guys feel that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think personally Green Bay is like Wisconsin's best kept secret. I mean, I think that we're really overlooked. Our state as a whole is really overlooked. I think outside of the Packers and cheese, no one really thinks much of Wisconsin. And I mean, when I was in Southern California, we had a neighbor that moved here. She moved from Wisconsin and she had her kids going to elementary school. And the teacher that they had, one of my sisters had when she was in elementary school. And she actually asked them, like, do you guys have access to the World Wide Web in Wisconsin? And it was like, I mean, I think that just as a whole, the state is usually overlooked. And I think people are going to be really surprised when they get here and see
how beautiful it is. Being from L.A., that's awesome to hear that.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah. I mean, I stayed here.
Yeah, that's true. But what do you think what are you guys, on the other flip side now, what are you concerned about? Because now that you know the area and whatever, what are you guys concerned about?
Parking.
Go ahead, Janelle. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Parking. Without a doubt, parking.
No.
I feel like every time I come to an event, like I'm worried about parking and I look around and think like I've been to Detroit. I've driven through Detroit and just the sheer amount of parking lots they have there. But I'm sure it'll also work out. I know there's buses running from everywhere. I know you can park downtown and take
downtown
a shuttle
to
Titletown. So I think it'll work out, but parking.
Very legitimate concern.
Yeah, I just think they've addressed that though, but maybe the word didn't get out, but I think that 15-minute shuttle, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah. I think there's some good solutions.
Right.
But
I don't think the communication's been perfect on this. And I don't know why, but because I think there's a lot of people working and I don't know, but people who ask stuff and then you make one phone call. It's like, well, no, that's figured out or this is figured out or this is what it is. But it's one resource has been a little bit difficult. You guys did a good job in your paper, I think, laying out the events. But some people that have some concerns, they don't need to be concerned because, I mean, there's a guy with one of our sponsors, Kevin Burkle, has 1,400 parking spots. We're like, how's it going? He goes, well, I haven't rented too many so far. You know, I mean, that was 3 days ago he was on here, right?
I again, God bless people in Ashwaubenon and right around the stadium that have always, you know, rented out their driveways and their yards and everything like that. As somebody from out of town, I don't think I would risk driving around that area trying to find a yard to park in. Would you guys?
No, and I think that's part of it. I think people from around here know,
right.
Well, you can park in pretty much anybody's yard for the right price, and there's buses running, but I think a lot of people coming in from downtown or coming in from out of town aren't necessarily going to know, because at what other stadium are you surrounded by houses whose yards you can park in?
Right.
That was great. I was driving through there, I don't know, last week, and people out there with their tape measures, you know, just to see how many they can squeeze in. I thought that was cool. The other thing I thought was really funny was there was a lady that they interviewed in, well, they said, what are you going to charge for parking? That? Well, we got together, the neighbors, and we set a price, which is totally against the law. You know, that's like collusion, you know? I'm like, oh, you probably should have said that. But anyway, I think it's going to be fine. You're right. I think to the unknown, people who come to games are going to be like, well, I'm just going to drive down Thorndale or something like that. I'm going to find a spot. But other people are like, well, that's a neighborhood.
Or where they parked before.
Right.
They know
gonna be
the
like,
guy.
Well,
hey,
can't park in the neighborhood. So they're going to look for these surface parking lots of 5,000 spots, and we just don't have those.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, coming into the, what do you think the, as far as with the pack, I mean, it's an NFL event. It's not a, you know, that's the thing we've learned.
NFL event.
It's an NFL event. Do you think that's a positive or in some ways comes with some chinks in the armor?
Well, this is forgive me if I'm talking out of turn here, but I believe this is the first draft where the team is so intimately involved. You talk to some, you know, we talked to the folks in downtown Detroit who were, you know, really the only entity involved directly with the NFL. The Lions were not. And some of the other cities, the teams really said, here's the keys to our stadium. See you later. So having the Packers so involved with this, I think, has been a pro. And I think the NFL's learning that maybe this is a good thing, and they'll take some of this onto, is it Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh? Yeah. So who knows?
I will say this. I've talked to some people who, behind closed doors, say, okay, we know how to do events in Green Bay, Wisconsin, NFL. Let us do this. There's a little bit of that undercurrent. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. There's some... There's been a lot of conversations behind closed doors of suggestions of, well, what if we did it this way? And what if we, so there's been some compromising. I think that has happened. And I think, again, this is just a learning curve for the Green Bay coming to, or for the NFL.
And there's no precedent, right?
Coming to the smallest NFL city.
What would you, if you were mayor, right now, today, you were mayor, what would you do? Would you do anything special?
I would just make sure that everything is somewhere. All the information, everything from parking to the Northland Hotels tours to this thing that's at Heritage Hill, everything is on there. It's like, well, I don't really care. Just, well, then scroll past it. You'll find something else. But there's so much going on. I have Appleton stuff on the website. I have what Oshkosh is doing. I have everything on there. The shuttle buses from Fox River Mall to the stadium, you know, every hour they're doing that. There's just so much. And it, we're almost like overwhelmed with this because the Packer game's like 70,000 people. We've done that for years and years. So, but it's out there. We just got to work a little harder to find it.
Janelle Fisher, City Pages manager, Tori Wittenbrock, sports editor, Press Times. You guys do a fantastic job. I say this every time you're here. I love your paper. Mary Rohde on Broadway. Give me a free shirt.
And I'd give you a...
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll get you a Draft City Music Fest shirt.
Do I have to do the dunk tank for it?
Maybe.
Damn it. Back after this. If you want to know who we
are, it's on the... All right, once again, coming up this morning at 8:50, we'll announce the top craft pick winner with the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick promotion. Who's going to walk away with that? One of the 10 top crafters in Northeast Wisconsin will win that. And one of our listeners, voters, will walk away with $250 in gift cards from those participating sponsors. That's coming up this morning after 8:50 with Mino and the Mayor.
That's awesome. Can't wait. And you know what? I just want to say it again. That has been, I've been in like a million radio promotions in my lifetime or whatever. That has been, this has been the most fun one of anything I've ever done, just because all the people that that own the distilleries, just good people and entertaining, and we've learned so much. I still love the guy. I mean, all of them are great, but the guy in Fond du Lac who makes the
Ledge
water.
Rock.
Ledge Rock. Yeah. Where the water they make in their beverages is from their backyard in the hills, going through the limestone, and they grow their own corns. Or it's like awesome.
And that first guy we had on, those brothers, and with that wine, how he just, you know, tries something different every day. It's like, well, I'll try the peach and see how it works.
And I think that's really cool. What Tori was saying here, Tori Wittenbrock from the Press Times, being from Southern California, about how underrated the other things outside of the Packers and cheese are in Wisconsin that are so cool. And I think these distilleries and these brewers, these craft brewers, I think that's a big part of our whole area now.
But I think 90%, if not 100%, were the actual owner.
Yeah.
And that's cool, too, because then you're really getting the story. You know, they didn't send in the sales manager, the marketing manager. They sent in the owner. So that was, I really enjoyed that. That was fun. We got the backstory and where they're going in the future. That was
great
cool.
Stuff.
That was great.
Terry Barr, are you there?
I am here, boys. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't think you were there. I was stalling a little bit because I saw an empty studio camera.
Yes.
But that's...
Oh, actually, you know what? I will fire that up for you the next time.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
How are you, Terry Barr? What are you doing this weekend? You coming around? You covering the draft and all? I mean, you pretty much the slice of Wisconsin.
I already started it covering because, you know, there's so much, as you said, going on. It was great to hear your last guests because I'm thinking, as I'm listening to them, ooh, we're on it. We've got these topics. This is great. But I have my first slice of Wisconsin about the draft today. Are you ready for this one? Because
absolutely.
I have a question for you.
And by the way, Terry, tell everybody what slice of Wisconsin is.
Oh, Slice of Wisconsin is our twice a month feature, and we decided we now reveal the new one on your show, which is really fun. But basically, we look for unique, old, historic, just different things around Wisconsin that people may not know about, and try to reveal that story to the listeners and on the website to the readers as well.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, so this one is historic as it relates to the NFL draft. Of course, you guys have been talking this up. Your guests were terrific. All eyes, yes, are on Green Bay and Wisconsin. 250,000 people expected. But did you know this is the second time Wisconsin is hosting a draft?
Mm-hmm. What, like Milwaukee one year, like I want to say 1939?
You ruined the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was Milwaukee. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. I thought you were quizzing us.
I figured you guys have been doing your homework, but I didn't know how many other people may know that. I was pretty surprised when I found out. Yeah. The first time was back in 1939. Do you know, John? So now I'm going to try to stump you. Do you know what else it was in conjunction with? Why it was in Milwaukee in 1939?
Because the Packers were playing in the championship game the next year against the New York Giants to beat them 37-0?
27-0.
Damn
but
it.
Otherwise, you're correct. Bing, bing, bing.
I thought you were going to ask
Good
me.
Good job. It's like you read my slice of Wisconsin already.
Right. Oh, keep talking about it. I love this, Terry.
Yeah. Oh, this is such a fun story. Yep. They did choose Milwaukee because, as you mentioned, the NFL championship game was the following day. So the draft was a one-day little thing that happened before the championship game. And then the next day, the Packers played and beat the Giants 27-0. That's not all the news I have for you related to the draft and some fun things from around Wisconsin. Have you heard about the band Doozy?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, good. Okay, I got you on something, finally. Okay, so Doozy is an Appleton-based band, and they are releasing a brand new song this week, and when they release it to the greater masses Friday night, they're actually going to show up at the NFL draft and play it live on the big stage for everybody.
Oh, wow.
They put in a request to the NFL and to the Packers. Do you have an official NFL draft song? And if you don't, can we write one? We'd love to write one. This band has been together 20 years, so they know what they're doing. So they wrote this song, they submitted it, and we have just a little sample of it if you would like to hear it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Todd, take it away.
Top. Stand my flag in the frozen tundra. I ain't ever gonna stop. Fast as lightning and I'm strong as thunder. Doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's storm, I'm gonna march to the beat of my own drum. I'm gonna be the last one standing. I'm gonna be the last one standing tall.
I like it. Where are they from?
Isn't it,
Terry?
Fun? Yes.
Where are they from?
Doozy is based in Appleton. And if you want to look them up on social media, they're all over it teasing this song right now. It's Doozy. And they kept it in Wisconsin when they recorded at Cherry Pit Studios in Menominee Falls. You can feel the song has that great sports energy to
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
They wrote it that way intentionally because they really want it to feel like you know, kind of overcoming diversity, overcoming obstacles. And we talked to him over the weekend on Max Inc. Radio as well. And they said they wanted it to feel like a football player at the NFL draft, just waiting for their time to be the one. I love it. I think it's so much fun.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Last one standing.
Last one standing. Sorry about that. They're going to be on stage, the big stage Friday night.
That's
to
pretty cool.
Play
they got
this
that.
Live for the very first time.
Wow. That's awesome. They got that.
What a career move that could be.
Big.
I know. I said, don't forget us when you're saying
right.
Wow. I don't know the background of that, Terry. Do you know? I mean, did the NFL throw it out there, or did these guys come up with it on their own to have a draft theme? I'd never heard that before.
They went after it as soon as it was announced that the NFL draft this year would be in Wisconsin. And, you know, smart guys, you know, probably sitting around brainstorming a little bit, saying, how can we be part of this? And, you know, I don't know, do you remember back in Detroit and even back to Kansas City, they highlighted a lot of big local music, but it was often on the bigger side, names people knew. Here comes Doozy in Wisconsin, and they're going to stomp on the stage on Friday night and show off what they've got.
That is fantastic. What a tremendous story that is.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow.
Hey, I want to do a shout out for you, Terry. Terry's been doing a lot of reporting on the draft, and we'll continue with draft updates on our websites at wgbw.fm and wiss.fm. And every day, Terry and I are getting together and picking a few things to kind of promote on the air as well. That's been fun, by the way, Terry. It's always good working with you on that stuff.
It is fun. Well, there's so much. And Mr. Mayor, I heard you say this. There's so much, it's almost overwhelming. So Todd and I kind of go through the schedule every day and pick out what could be favorite picks, like a draft pick, favorite picks, but also maybe something that's a little overlooked. So we try to pick out, you know, those kinds of things. Not something that we know a lot of people already know about.
That's a concern I have because a lot of work, you've been in this. You've done a lot of events, and a lot of work goes into an event. Just a lot of work, and even today at 10 o'clock. Now, this is going to be pretty cool, but it's
I just want to say he's speaking from experience because he had our street closed off one day during our show for a ping pong ball drop from a helicopter, and the city workers were actually here. Todd, do you remember that day?
Yes, definitely.
Somebody dropped their end of the deal, so that's why I did what I was supposed to do.
No.
I was good. I did what I was supposed to do. Yeah. But I'd be saying, even today, you know, out at City Stadium, which is very cool, but there's a lot of events going on out there for families. And like I said, you know, there's 16 things going on today, just today, and the draft hasn't really officially kicked off yet.
And
so.
Terry,
I open the schedule, and there's more added to the schedule.
I think
my favorite, I just did a story about this that will be airing today, is what you were talking about happening around the City Walk and the Heritage Trail, where they're going to have actors being Vince Lombardi and Curly Lambeau, and they're going to tell the stories about what happened in these particular very important historic areas of downtown Green Bay.
In first person, real live people are doing it. That's very cool.
Aren't you playing the part of somebody?
I'm the Northland Hotel, they're giving tours there tomorrow as well as part of that. And Frank Herman's is
somebody.
George Calhoun? George Calhoun. Paul Everson is somebody. And I'm somebody.
Why?
Who are you?
I don't know. At 10 tomorrow.
Amongst those people,
from 10 to
which
1.
One was collegiately bestowed with Actor of the Year award, collegiately, which one of them, not you, not Frank, not Paul Everson, and they didn't ask me to portray somebody?
I'm not in charge.
I'm
not in charge.
Wow.
So that is going on tomorrow, but that's all part of it. But see, those are the little things that I think are going on that, you know, I think people
get
would
overshadowed
enjoy.
A little bit.
And most of these things, right, like 99% of them are free.
Right.
Which I think is also really cool. And you go for an hour and a half. So anyway, thanks for doing that. I'm trying to do, you know, we're trying to do our part here as much as we can. And
I
the
know
lady
you
from
are.
The Press Times
you,
is, the Press Gazette had something in today with a lot of stuff, not everything, but, you know, you can only do so much. I just hope people who are coming into town, if there's if we can help them find little things like that, because today you can't do 16 things in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope they go exploring.
I hope they don't get stuck in the one area where they think all the excitement is happening, because there is so many exciting things going on.
Well, even that's Appleton, a concern. That's even a con- Appleton's hosting draft events.
Right. Mile of Music.
Yeah. And you can hop on the bus at the Fox River Mall and ride up safely, easily to Green Bay, ride on back. I mean, it's everything's covered.
It is.
It feels like.
So,
yeah.
We got a text. Kathy says, is there just one schedule where we can see everything?
That's what Jim was just asking, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found it. Because every page I look at has sharing of different things. I think one that has been the best for me is the City of Green Bay website.
But I don't know that they have a lot of Appleton stuff on there. And I don't.
No, they wouldn't. That is so true. You probably have to go to the City of Appleton. Yeah.
Right. And I think that the
but I know the City of Green Bay has links.
They do.
They may not list everything, but they have links to almost everything they can find. And I would think Appleton probably did the same thing. But now I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's it.
Next draft. You're in charge of that, Jim. Next draft. You're in charge of that.
You know, I will say this. It gets frustrating when people, and I get a lot of my friends say, I'm leaving town. I don't want to.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, come on.
Crazy.
Oh, man. Embrace
it's
this.
Free. Yeah.
This is historic.
It's historic. We got the entire football world, and literally the world is looking at Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Northeast Wisconsin.
I know.
Let's embrace
it. It's so exciting.
And
are you both going there at some point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think concern was traffic, but, you know, now we have that 15-minute shuttle runs. Every 15 minutes, that is not a long wait.
No.
So, anyway, I just think people... And today's a good day to kind of kick the tires. It really starts officially tomorrow, but, you know.
Get a dry run.
We're going down there. Well, down there yesterday, but, yeah, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I think it's going to be cool.
So,
anyway. And all your sports coverage, listen for Mike Clemens. He's going to have it covered from one end to the other for sports.
Right. Absolutely. Terry Barr, give your show one quick plug.
It's the Slice of Wisconsin. It's coming out today first here on Mino and the Mayor.
Outstanding. Right. Terry Barr, the best.
Rock on, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. Craft pick winner announcement coming up right after this. I'm going to do it anyway. It doesn't matter if it's dumb. I'm going to march to the beat of my own drum. I'm going to be the last one standing.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM.
All right, it's been weeks in the making. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick.
All right.
Weeks we've been chatting with our sponsors.
And the most favorite campaign we've ever done.
Oh,
It's been fun, and we had a lot of votes on this.
And we've tasted some fantastic beverages.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic beverages.
We've got the winners today. You
Here
voted for it, and we've got the winner for you this morning, and we'll announce the winner of all the gift cards, too.
All right.
You guys ready for this?
You're in charge, Todd. Let's do it.
Let's do the top craft pick first.
Okay.
Okay, so... 10 great sponsors.
And
Jim and I don't know.
You do not know.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah,
we are.
The top vote getter, and we've got all the stats. If people want stats, we can get stats for them. The top vote getter for Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick in Dale, Wisconsin.
Oh, good for them.
Old Station 31 Spirits, the winner this morning.
Right. Congratulations.
That's a great one.
The entire town of Dale.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. They worked it hard.
Yeah.
They worked it very hard. So congratulations.
All right.
Fantastic.
That's a nice family.
Congratulations.
It's nice
you bet.
Great. Good.
Yep.
Good.
I can't wait to stop there.
All right, guys, ready?
Yes.
Now, this person was just one of the many voters, hundreds of voters on this,
right,
who voted for their top craft pick. And this person's going to walk away with $250 in gift cards to the participating sponsors.
All right.
Ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
If you voted and your name is Rhonda Schrader, you are the winner of $250 in gift cards from the top craft pick in Mino and the Mayor.
Rhonda Schrader.
All right, Rhonda.
Rhonda, congratulations.
Rhonda.
Rhonda's buying the first round.
Absolutely. Okay. Help us, Rhonda. We need some free beer. That's awesome. That's congratulations. Great. And thank you to everybody that voted, that took part, and all of the people and that were a part of this.
So we got to support them all summer,
absolutely,
all year.
Religiously.
Those are great. Small businesses,
yeah,
growing to be big businesses, but yeah.
Well, shout out to our sales guy Pete too.
Oh yeah,
Peter did a great job.
He did,
absolutely.
Yeah, so
fun.
He reached out, met with each of the sponsors, say, hey, come on, let's have some fun with the draft. We created the craft pick, and boom, had a lot
fantastic.
Of fun.
Fantastic! This has been great. Congratulations to everybody out there and the town of Dale. Look out!
Yeah,
party in there today,
and that's easy to get to.
Absolutely.
Great. So that'd be fun.
Super. Jeff Merkus just sent a thing.
Yeah, I was looking
touchdown
at that.
Green.com, Green Bay.
That's close to, that's a good website to go to.
Yep.
Touchdowndowntown.com. A lot of info on there. Not everything, but 99% of it, right? We just talked about Appleton and some of these other Manitowoc. There's things going on all over.
I got a question for
Green
you.
Bay,
I got
Green
a question
Bay.
For you.
Bro, I should say.
So you guys had a big event at the new community shelter last night. Yeah. Got a $50,000 check. Yeah. How were you guys selected?
The NFL selected it. They were gonna they come into a town and do a nonprofit every NFL draft, and we asked them that, which was cool, and they were very kind with their response. But they just wanted to support someone who supports the community. And
was Roger Goodell there serving pizza?
He wasn't there. I was hoping he was going to show up. I really was.
But Aaron Jones, Marco Rivera,
yeah, and they had some other
Clinton Dix,
and they had some people. Quite a few people from New York that were there, but you know, they're not household names. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't ask me who they were. Super nice people, every one of them. And then obviously they had people from Little Caesars that's what they do.
NFL
they,
Films.
Yep.
Right?
They were there. There's a lot of media there. I was surprised by that. It was great and just great energy. And of course, you know, the people who were there, the people who come for the community meal and other people, we're very grateful.
And Vince
for that.
Vetrano, whose show you used to come on all the time, but you don't remember.
He was there. It was great to see him.
You didn't even know he was there.
Okay.
Tavia says, thank you guys from all of us at Old Station 31. Oh, congratulations,
yeah,
Tavia. We just BS for a living. You guys make it all happen.
Yeah. And you deserve that.
Yeah.
I mean, they all did, but
can't wait to stop out.
Yeah, we'll do that. No, that was a nice kickoff last night. And I don't know. They just said they looked at some other nonprofits.
I mean, 50 grand.
I know that was, you know what? That was a surprise.
Whew.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money for
having
us.
Having worked in a nonprofit type of endeavor where you know, rub two dimes together to get a quarter sometimes, it's like, man, when somebody offers you a check like that.
Well, think about, John, we can serve, you know, we squeeze every penny over there, but, you know, we can serve, you know, 150, 200 people for $250.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That's like 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a lot of food.
It's phenomenal.
So we were delighted with that last night. And like I said, they were as happy
you gotta
as
let,
we were.
You got to do one thing, though. You got to let DeLorean know the next time you guys have catfish. Because I was telling him about that yesterday. He's like, you can't get catfish around here.
No, not like
where do you have
it.
Catfish?
Yeah.
I said, we at the community shelter.
That was funny.
We got this. I think Patrick Mahomes is helping a youth event today at noon at Old City Stadium.
That's his mom.
Oh, his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's helping out there.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Which is cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, she's helping out there.
No, absolutely.
He's not here.
You know, that's another thing. If people really want to know about Green Bay, Green Bay East High School.
If
anybody
that's what that is.
Who
oh,
is in town, that's not the birthplace. So that there was Hagemeister Park.
That's right.
That nobody is totally quite sure where it was because then it got built over or whatever. But, I mean, that was where the Green Bay Packers played their football games, right there.
And that's
where Curly Lambeau went to high school.
Well, his house is right there.
Jim Crowley went to high school. I mean, if you want to know about the birth of the Green Bay Packers, the most storied franchise in you know, maybe next to the Yankees or something.
Right. And why not? You're here? Take that walking
tour? You're right
tour.
Here.
Right.
Yeah. So cool. That's cool. All right, man, this has been a fun day.
Yeah.
A lot of great guests. Appreciate everybody that came on. Dan will fling them in. Heritage Hill, we'll talk more about that thing that I'm going to be a part of on Friday. Chad Francoeur, wonderful gentleman, Meals with a Friend. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Janelle Fisher, Tori Wittenbrock, Mary Rohde, Press Times, and On Broadway, and Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. You guys are all great. Thanks for doing that. We'll be back in tomorrow morning, man. It is NFL Draft Headquarters, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Appleton, Oshkosh. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.